What's up, you gorgeous friends and creatures alike? Welcome back to another episode of Sex, Love, and What Else Matters. What's up, baby?
Hey, honey.
How's it going?
It's going great, actually, out here. Still in Colorado. Can't wait for you to get here in 2 days. I'm like dying.
I know. I can't wait to see you. I'm just like, I can't believe I'm about to travel yet again. I don't know if I can leave town after this trip. I think I'm just going to like lock myself in my little apartment and that's that.
Why would you want to do that?
Until 2024. Because I'm tired. I'm almost tired.
Yeah.
That trip was really awesome, but 3 weeks, man, I don't know how people do it. It always like looks so cool when you like watch it on like Instagram and social media and people are like, yeah, we just like live on the road or like we go on road trips all the time. I'm like, what? I thought it would be awesome too. And it is a blast once in a while, but man, yeah, I think I just feel a little overwhelmed today specifically. Just trying to play like catch up and stuff, you know, but very grateful. Very, very grateful. Not bad problem to have being busy.
Yeah. Being busy is great. And being able to go on 3 week road trip that we did. I mean, honestly, there were some days that were nothing but driving and that kind of sucks. It wasn't a casual road trip, but it was all great though. I thought it was worth it. At the same time, you're always going to have that feeling when you get back, you have to get back to work. You know, you're like behind on everything after you take that time off.
That's what I mean. I think that's where I don't do well with taking like large amounts of time off. I'm more like, I can bounce for like a, you know, a few days or something, but just trying to juggle in life and all of that good stuff.
I think we should call that the Las Vegas rule.
What's that?
That means you don't want to go for longer than 3 days. There's no reason to be in Vegas for more than 3 days. That's like...
No, I... shoosh, girl. No, not for me. Today was really fun, though. I got to go to Dancing with the Stars again, my second time, and watching Ariana dance, and she absolutely killed it. She still has a hurt foot and she's just like turned into like the most beautiful dancer. She's a natural performer, a beautiful actress, but it was so nice. They actually didn't use the package that I recorded with her, which is totally good and fine. But I was like, oh, interesting.
The package that you recorded with her.
So everybody, I went to Dancing with the Stars. I got to go to Ariana's rehearsal space last week for the first time and it was really cool. And I got to see her practice a little bit of her waltz and hang out with Ariana and Pasha in the studio. And it was just like really cool. Like for me, it was just like a dream come true because I've been watching this show as many years as I can remember. So yeah, we had a whole little crew tonight go and her mom was there and it was just really fun. So everyone vote for Ariana every Tuesday.
Yeah, vote for Ariana. Living the dream, babe. That's like...
Yeah,
so cool.
It was really cool, obviously. Like who just gets to like go watch their friend perform on Dancing with the Stars? And I will say, I don't think people realize, number one, how long we were just there today, but how long like she's there, that she gets there at like 7 a.m. and is there all day long. When practice is like 4 hours a day, every morning, like it's just very wild. I'm tired from just like sitting in the audience. I don't know how the hell she does it.
It's like her full-time job right now, I guess.
Yeah, for sure it is. Yeah. Anyway, just proud of my girl. Luke and I are just kind of like having another catch up with you guys, like little vent sesh, because we've both just been working hard and are a little brain farty today. And we've just been sending each other like funny memes because there's a couple of things I want to talk about. Can I bring one of them up really fast? Because it's like I have this crazy, like it's playing on repeat in my head right now.
Yes.
Did you see that when I sent you? It wasn't a meme, but it was like a story about, it was in Thailand, but this man and his wife were on, speaking of a road trip, they were on a road trip, like some wildly long road trip. And he pulled over at a rest stop and supposedly accidentally left his wife there for 100 miles. He drove 100 miles without her in the car. I don't like, what? Like what?
You know, honestly, I could kind of see certain relationships being like, you know, maybe there's no talking, maybe there's like no interaction right there and you can just get back in the car and start driving it just in the zone. Maybe you know how I am when I start driving, like I'm typically in the zone, like I'm driving And I couldn't go 100 miles without noticing you. That's for damn sure. But
that's what I mean. I'm trying to think of like any world that we would go to a rest stop. You'd get back in the car. I'm not there in the passenger seat. And then you just take off for not a mile, but like 100 miles. That's a really long time.
So they must not have had cell phones either, obviously. How could that even happen 100 miles in Thailand? It's mind-boggling.
So this is what it says, that they headed out at 3 a.m. to drive through the night to her home somewhere in Thailand. And he was forced to pull over for a toilet break during the night and didn't want to wait to reach a gas station, essentially, despite his wife's complaints. So he stopped the car. Oh, he stopped at the side of the road. I misunderstood. I thought they went to an actual rest stop. So he literally pulled over on the side of the road. Oh my gosh. And she is a mother of one. She decided she also needed to use the restroom, ventured into the forest. He didn't realize she had gotten out of their pickup truck. So when she came back to the road, she was stranded in the dark.
Is that your worst nightmare?
Wow. Yeah. I actually, like, between that or like being stranded at sea.
Yeah. Imagine the cornfields in Iowa or Nebraska during our trip if you had just been dropped off and seen nothing but a sea of cornfield.
Oh my God. No, I don't even know what I would have done, honestly. Probably like just fallen asleep on the side of the road somewhere slightly safe. Did my best. So this says that she, oh no, her husband is on my shit list now. So she had no money and her phone was in her bag in the car. So she walked 13 miles to the police station. She didn't know his phone number by heart, so the officers were unable to find him. They tried to ring her phone, calling 20 times, but he failed to notice that it was in his car as he drove onwards, blissfully unaware of the panic he had caused. About 100 miles later, he realized what was going on. When asked how he could have driven so far without noticing her absence, the humiliated husband said he was sure she was in the back seat sleeping the whole time. They did not argue when he picked her up.
Okay, so there it is. That's how it happened, is that if she had been sleeping in the back seat before and he didn't know she got out, yeah, he could absolutely not notice that. That's totally possible.
So he, okay, that's fair. That's a little more fair than the clickbait headline that got me real good. But still, that's pretty wild. Do you think if I slept in the backseat of the car, this could happen to us? If we didn't have the dogs with us?
Not anywhere near that far. I'm going to say you were sleeping in the backseat and we were driving through the night somewhere and I pull off to pee and you get out and don't say anything. I don't hear the door shut. I could totally hop back in really quick and take off.
Okay, well, now we know. So there's a blessing in disguise with this awesome story, is that don't ever take off unless you know that I'm in the car, just in case. But I'm pretty loud, right? I'm like, babe, I have to pee too. Wait for me. Like, for sure. But I love that they didn't get in an argument about this. And they were just like, yeah, shit happens.
Really?
Or however
it says that. It says that they didn't get in an argument. Oh.
It says that she said they did not argue when he picked her up.
Oh, when he picked her up. I'm sure he got his ass reamed the rest of the way. Like, at some point, he got an ass reaming for that. No doubt about it.
Otherwise, is she a dream wife?
Yeah, there's no way. No way you're just that patient. No one has that much patience.
I mean, maybe, but maybe, I don't know. I would not be that patient. I think I would lose my shit, but I wouldn't actually be like legitimately mad at you, because obviously you didn't mean to, but I would still lose my shit. There's no way I wouldn't be able to lose my shit.
Right.
It wouldn't be like breakup divorce worthy though.
That's good.
It's a mistake.
Yeah, that's good. I would hope so. I would hope. Yeah.
I think the moral of the story is he was too damn tired to be driving.
Yeah. Fair. But I want to talk about another article you sent me.
Okay.
You know, probably know the one I'm talking about, the Australian woman that slept with supposedly had 300 partners in 1 year. In 365 days, had 300 different partners.
Yes. From Australia.
She was attractive. I mean, she was attractive, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. She's super hot.
Yeah.
She's known as Australia's most sexually active woman, 26-year-old Annie Knight. Oh, she's an OnlyFans creator. Okay, so it doesn't say that she does this like on a regular basis, but it says she did have, she's now considered the most sexually active woman after sleeping with 300 people in 1 year. The quote from her is, "Sex makes me feel good. It is meant to make you feel good. It's fun and exciting. It's messy. The messier sex, the better." and that she felt empowered afterward. She uses dating apps and OnlyFans to find sexual partners and has 8 regulars that she meets up with on a weekly basis.
Wow.
And she is not about cuddling at all. So, hey, YOLO.
Yeah. You want to live that life your whole forever? Then
could you do it?
I mean, to me, that feels massively excessive, and someone that would be like one of the biggest turnoffs, I feel like, in a dating situation. For me specifically, and I think for a lot of people, it would make it really hard for that person to be like a potential partner. How do you feel about that? What if it was reverse?
Well, I'm just like, I'm not here to be judgy, but I'm just like, wow, she has like a vagina made of diamonds, sparkles, and steel or something, because...
Oh, she's hot, babe. She could get it. It's not like it's hard. She's also like advertising it.
I feel like it would hurt to go to Pound Town that often. Plus, I'm like, I have had my fun in my earlier years of being single, but sex is just like such an intimate thing for me these days. But maybe, you know, she's only 26. Maybe I'm curious. We should try to talk to her. Annie Knight, you want to be on the pod? We have a bunch of questions. Not here to judge.
I want to know your opinion if me or if, you know, some guy you meet, you find out, because I know you do your research. Everyone knows you do your research. Mm-hmm. You see this article pop up that he slept with 300 women in 1 year. Is that going to deter you from dating him, or is that going to have no effect?
Nope, not my jam, because I'm too jealous.
Not your jam? Yeah. Totally. I get it. And you'd have to like question, like, that's a lot of people in a lot of places, probably. Like, you have to question anybody, mm-hmm. any interaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just too jealous for it. Like, all of our guests that have been like, I'll do anything for love, but I won't have a threesome. Okay, well, that'll be mine. Like, I'll do anything for love, but I can't. Well, I'm only going to date you forever. But hypothetically speaking, I couldn't date someone who was going to Pound Town that often with that many people.
Like that often, I'll be honest, is totally fine. 365 days, that's fantastic. That's like,
is that your dream? Do you think that you could ever be like out-sexed by me?
No.
Because you and I were talking about something recently, just kind of like a food for thought. You know, again, guys, we're just like venting here and catching you up on what the hell is going through our brains right now. But obviously, a couple of months ago, Luke and I talked about the fact that we're in a very committed relationship, that I did go to my OBGYN, and that we got all good news on that front. So whenever we're ready to start trying, you know, whenever that happens, it so far looks so good. But you and I were discussing like sex drive in pregnancy. Now, obviously, I have a lot of friends who have been pregnant, and I've gotten different answers from a lot of different people. I don't know what I would be like. I feel like psychologically, I would even like, when there's not even like, it's just cells, right? There's no baby. But like psychologically, I would be like, I don't know. Are you going to poke its head? I know there's not a head yet, but like things like that, like at first. But I don't know, like if that's just a natural, maybe that's something we should have like a doctor on or something to ask. Like, obviously it's a case by case and everyone's a little bit different. But like, is there anything specific that makes certain women, you know, when they are pregnant, like, want to have sex more often, more horny or less horny? I don't know.
I think it's probably directly related to their horoscope or astrological sign. That's my guess.
Oh my God. That's really funny. Step into a world of nonstop action on DraftKings Casino. Play the classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots. Plus, enjoy exclusive games you can't find anywhere else. Right now, new customers can get a deposit match of up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. All you have to do is sign up, select the offer, make your deposit, and start playing from a full suite of games. Your way is the only way to play on DraftKings Casino. Play online on your time, in your space, within your means. It's safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you're ready. Download DraftKings Casino app now. Sign up with promo code DOTY and new customers get a deposit match of up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Only on DraftKings Casino with promo code DOTY. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Please play responsibly. In partnership with the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit CC. mtg.org. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. One per opted-in new customer. Minimum $5 deposit. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/playerschoice. Restrictions apply. Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous flexible templates and powerful tools. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online store stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. So whether you're promoting protein powders or selling superb supplements, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. My favorite part about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kristen, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kristen, all lowercase. Now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Remember, that's shopify.com/Kristen. Hey there, podcast listeners. Let's talk about something many of us can relate to, the dreaded pre-period week. You know what I don't miss at all? That vicious week before the period. Personally, during that time, I used to feel like I wanted to crawl out of my own skin. And those cravings? Oh boy, I could have eaten my own hand off if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Plus, feeling a bit down or off was just part of the package. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way anymore. Thanks to Estro Control from Happy Mammoth, managing PMS has become so much easier. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And they mean business when it comes to quality. They only use science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. No compromises. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And here's the cherry on top. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your first entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code Kristen at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code Kristen for 15% off today.
So, I think we should just tell them, babe, that we're trying.
That we've pulled the goalie, that we're having sex. We're having sex, guys, and we're not using a condom. So who knows? Well, we haven't for a minute, but yeah, I mean, I get nervous because I don't want to like jinx anything. But when we had that appointment in August with my doctor, he essentially just said that, you know, everything looked good. And when we were ready to start trying, for us to give it a few months because of my age. And obviously, I think a lot of women know that a geriatric pregnancy is actually over 35. And I am now 40, on my way to being 41. So he recommended, as someone who has not frozen their eggs or done anything like that, for us to just give it a real fair shot during our ovulation time. And if nothing happens in whatever period of time that my doctor filled us in on, well, he said, you know, up to like, I think, what was it, like 3 or 4 months. Normally he would give someone a year, but he said because of my age, he was like, well, maybe we will have a conversation before that. So we're still good right now. No stress, no worries. Luke is convinced that we're not going to conceive until we're in Colorado.
Well, I think generally you just have way less anxiety when you're out here. When you're out here in Colorado, I just feel like weight's lifted off your shoulders, even though there's not all the amenities. You don't have Postmates, you don't have Instacart, you don't have the things you have in these cities. I get it and I understand.
Yeah, but those are conveniences that people don't have. It's just kind of, you know, convenience. I think especially during COVID in 2020 became like something that we all fell back on, at least my friends and I here in LA. I'll speak for myself. It's like we fell upon this easy way to just have everything delivered because we weren't really supposed to be leaving our houses and some people were still working that way, but they're just conveniences.
Yeah, So anyway, whatever. Conveniences aside, it's just way more open. There's not, like, you don't have all the noise out here, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I see the weight get lifted off your shoulders. I know you don't want to be here long term for an extended period of time, but
yeah, it's beautiful and serene, but it's not forever.
It lifts weights off your shoulders. It is where you will be, like, comfortable and happy and not anxious in a way that, yeah, it'd make it possible, I think.
Yeah, totally.
LA stresses you that way. You know it does.
Well, I'm very fucking stressed today. And I think why I'm, like, so dumb today is because today is day one of not vaping, because that is probably the best thing for me to do right now for my health. And I'm not going to lie, it's not necessarily as hard as I thought it might be, but it is also kind of fucking irritating at times. So if you are all just catching up, I quit smoking almost 2 years ago, smoking cigarettes, and I've been vaping and just decided, you know what, why wait? So I'm going a little crazy. Not going to lie. Very fidgety. But yeah, so I think Colorado will be a nice little break. It's just like going from having, as someone who kind of has, like, multiple vices, whether it's like, I like to get high sometimes, like smoking weed or like drinking wine or, you know, and I have my vape, and trying to calm down on those vices, I think, to be slapped in the face, you know, when I hopefully do get pregnant, but also just trying to be a little more, like, healthy for that reason. It's what I've read. I'm sure, like, the healthier we are, the better. But it's making me go a little nuts today. I'm a little irritated. Like, a little, not irritated, a little irritable, but also happy. Yeah. So we'll see.
I'm happy about that. Not that the vaping irritates me, but I'm happy that you're doing it for your health. I know being healthy and happy in a happy place is really what, those are things that help you conceive.
Yes, of course.
Not being super stressed. So yeah, happy you're doing that. I can't wait to get back and cook for you. I've been cooking a lot here, and I want your kitchen. I want to sleep in your bed next to you.
Yeah. Long distance relationships, man, they're not all they're cut out to be. It's like, it's not the worst thing ever because we have such a great relationship and we are so lucky to have, you know, FaceTiming and talking on the phone all the time and texting all the time. We're not, you know, think about, like, way back in the day, they had to, like, write a letter, stick a stamp on it, mail it, wait for someone to get the letter just to have, like, a conversation. I would lose my ever loving mind. Yeah. Maybe that's why. Do you have a pigeon in your property right now? Is it a carrier pigeon? Should we start writing love letters?
All right. So to make the connection for everybody, super weird thing today that we skipped over. I am working on a project in Colorado, and a pigeon, like the kind of pigeon you see in underpasses in cities and in barns in Iowa, shows up where I am in Colorado in the middle of nowhere. Now, I've had my property for quite a few years now, and I have never seen a pigeon, and it just doesn't make any sense. But it was hanging around, landing on trees, like, for hours. It was kind of like hanging out within 50 yards of me. It was weird.
Did you, like, Google, like, if there's a, you know, it's like, if you see a dove, it means blah, blah, blah.
No, I did not.
Let's see what a pigeon means. I mean, I know what it means. Fortune, peace, love, and prosperity.
That's lovely.
In various cultures, they are a symbol of fertility and wealth, as they are one of the first bird species to be domesticated by humans. Their presence is a sign of abundance and with improvement in well-being. I mean, that's super positive, according to Google.
That's great.
Hey, so, well, you never know.
Awesome.
Abundance, yeah. I mean, you're working on projects to make that moolah and to spread your creative wings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very lucky. I have on my calendar every single day. Sometimes I look at my calendar on my phone and I'm like, wait, I have something to do every day this week, like, or every day this month. It's because I wrote gratitude at the top of my calendar for every single day. So when I'm having an irritable day and I want to throw my phone across the room for whatever reason, I have to remind myself that this is exactly what I've always wanted. And I feel very fortunate to have all of these projects going on at this time.
It's good. Can you even remember? I know you can, but think back to a year ago, mm-hmm, when neither of us had a lot going on. We hadn't even started this podcast yet to where we are now. It's been an awesome year.
That's pretty really wild, huh? I didn't even think about that. What the hell? What was a year ago? Were we technically dating a year ago? We were definitely dating a year ago. But on the podcast, I was still saying what I was saying.
Yeah, you were in denial.
I was totally in denial. And you know what I need to do? By the time this airs, you guys, you're going to read our podcast bio and it's no longer going to say my friend Luke.
Does it still say it?
Yeah, it does. I just forget a lot. And I think it's kind of funny when people bring it up, but I do need to update that. But you are my friend, babe, because I really like you.
Well, that's good.
Well, I do. But I don't I say that all the time? I think there's something about being in a relationship, and there's one thing about like being in love and loving someone very much. But when you really fucking like your partner and your person, and you're like, that's my best friend, man. It's like, well, who I want to chill with and spend time with and play games with and like learn things. And I don't know. That was something about Dancing with the Stars tonight I just thought of was... Allison Hannigan, the actor, she said like the year that she got married to her husband was like her most memorable year. And she was just like, he's the best. Like, she's like, I'm just so like in love with him and I like him so much. And I was like, oh man, I always tell Luke that. Because sometimes when I think you're mad at me and I'm like, I don't think you like me right now.
You do say that. And sometimes I don't like you. And that is a fact.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting some honesty.
Absolutely. But I always love you and I like you a lot more than I don't like you.
Okay. Oh, that just made me cry. That was really funny. Well, I always like you. I guess I'm the good
really?
Girlfriend.
Come on. No, there are times where you don't like me. That's not true. You're not being honest now.
Sometimes you just drive me nuts.
Exactly.
But I still like you. I don't know. Fine. I'm being full of shit because I want to win right now.
Babe, do you want to have a boy or girl first?
Well, my psychic, remember Roy, who is my psychic friend who did a reading for me last year, he said that I had a boy waiting on the other side for me, but that I was not going to get pregnant while I was 40. Or like, I wasn't going to have a baby at 40. It was going to be somewhere between 41 and 42. So that's why when you and I truthfully like really started talking about our plans to try and our commitment to each other, that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to put pressure on myself because I believe my psychic. And so I'm not going to worry about like actually, you know, having a baby in 2023.
So you didn't answer the question at all.
Oh, no, I don't really care either way. I guess, okay, if I had to pick a boy. Probably, I think so.
A boy and then a girl.
Yeah, it's always kind of been my thing. I think I've said this before on this podcast, but I've always been like, just want two boys. I want twins, knock them out, call it a day. And then when I became friends with Nia and she and Daniel had twin girls, I'm like, holy shit, that is way more work than what you imagine it to be. Like, and they're so blessed and I know that, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, Nia literally is just a slave to these two little tiny infants that rely on her, you know, like on her body. So then I was like, maybe not twins. Maybe I changed my mind. But babe, do you, I have a question. It's a little off topic, but if you're talking about babies and stuff, I mean, let's talk about marriage.
Yeah.
Do you think it's true that men want a girl that is carefully balanced between a boring housewife and an unstable psycho bitch?
I sent you that meme.
You sure did. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on it.
The careful balance between a boring housewife
and an unstable psycho bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like there's any men out there that are looking like desiring the psycho bitch part, but but you understand what you're working with, and so that's probably a really healthy combination.
Super healthy.
I mean you're the not psycho be bored.
Well, does the psycho like, bitch part only come once in a while? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you
it's
know,
hilarious.
One out of every 4 weeks is kind of how it goes.
Am I a balance between a boring housewife and an unstable psycho bitch?
I would say that would not describe you.
No, it would not describe me. You know, I was like, and now that we've just now like sort of, we didn't really let a cat out of the bag, but that we've pulled the goalie. We are not engaged, you guys. We are not married. We both believe that you can do life in whatever order your relationship requires. And so for us, we've had that talk before where it was like, do we feel the need to be married before we would try? And I don't know, Luke, is that something you've like changed your mind on with me, or have you always been feeling that way? Because I've never really asked you about like prior to me, if you had kind of a set way.
My set way prior to you, 100% honest, was I'm not trying to have kids right now. But then I was essentially single for a couple of years And I don't know. In those couple of years, things kind of changed in me. And as far as what I wanted, I got tired of the chase, the sort of thing. I have my friends having kids and everything. I see it. I interact with my friends' children, all ages, from babies to 16 years old. And I don't know. I always get along great with kids. And I babysat for years and years growing up. Like when I was in high school, even in college in the summers, I'd babysit for some friends in the neighborhood. So I've always been good with kids and just never felt like it was a time or a person to do it with. But I feel differently with you.
Well, thank God for that. Just kidding. No, but meaning like before you and I were dating and had, those very intimate and like deep discussions, were you ever like the person who said, well, no, I need to like get engaged, get married, then have a family? Or were you just always kind of like, I don't know, I'll figure it out when the time comes?
I got a funny story about that.
I don't really know how men think about it. Like, do men typically think that way? Like, I mean, I know you technically can't speak for all men, but that's what you're here to do.
Yes. I think most men do think in a linear order like that, slightly, more than half. But that's not the way I've thought in my life.
Yeah, that's an interesting something we haven't really talked about very much that I just popped into my head. I don't know, because not all of my friends have done it in so many obviously different ways. My friends from back home, my friends in LA. And I was just like, man, I wonder what do a lot of guys think? And obviously it does have to do with like age and where people are at in their lives, maybe which area they live in. But yeah, I was like, I don't know. Are guys kind of as maybe relaxed as I feel like at least the people I'm around have been as of late? I think COVID babies had a lot to do with that too. It was like a lot of couples married or not married, but like living together in serious committed relationships were getting pregnant because there really wasn't a whole lot to do in 2020 than have sex. So I don't know if that's what shifted within the people that I speak to, but I think once I was in my 30s is when I kind of went, you know what, it's not going to make a difference to me. But for a while, I thought I was going to do it by myself anyway,
I didn't know that. I don't think you've told me that.
Well, yeah.
You always have a boyfriend.
I know, but I was never like trying to really get pregnant by any of them for reals. So it was like, well, one day I might have to do this alone. And if that meant adopting, then that's what it meant. You know that. I've said that before. At the end of the day, I always wanted to be a mom. But, I'm glad that I have a partner who's willing to go the extra mile with me, babe.
Go the extra mile.
Well, you have a lot of patience. You have a lot of patience in dating someone at my age when knowing what you knew, knowing that before that doctor's appointment, there was a possibility that we weren't going to get the best news in the world. And it was going to be like, well, is he going to stick around like he said, or is he going to break up with me? Because he might, things could go south. I laugh because it's such an uncomfortable topic, but it was something that I prepared myself for.
Is that why you were so uncomfortable going there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, partially.
Because you thought I'd break up with you.
Well, not like on the spot. Like, God forbid if my doctor was like, okay, well, it's not like he was going to go, you're screwed, Kristen, you're fucked. But if he had maybe not the best of news to tell me or tell us, and we would have, that it could be, well, we still don't know. I mean, to be fair, knock on wood. Oh, great. My dogs are going to wake up now. But we still don't fully know. We just know that we had a really great appointment. But no, I didn't think you were in that like OBGYN room while my feet are in stirrups. You were going to be like, all right, well, it's been good, babe. It's been a good time. We had a good run. Peace. Going back to Colorado. But you just never know how people are going to handle different news like that affects your life in such a serious way. I'm just getting so deep right now.
So let's go back to, you asked me about marriage. It needs to be linear. I know you've said so many times you don't care about the ring that much, but like as far as a proposal type deal, would you rather have like friends there? Obviously you want it to be special, but would you rather be more intimate, like just you and me, or be like a setup kind of deal? All your friends show up, walk out, show up behind some.
I love that we're having this like very, very private conversation on the air. Welcome to our relationship, guys. No, I think it's actually cute and funny. Honestly, I don't know. It's things just, my priorities have changed so much over the years, from like the days of my Pinterest board of the exact ring and what my, what my bridesmaids were going to wear and like what it was going to look like and what the font of my invitation was going to be. And now I'm like, it's about life and love and like It's not about those stupid, not stupid, but for me, it's not about the small details of those days as it is about the relationship. The things you learn when you get a little bit older.
I agree, babe, but you know, I'm asking you for real. I kind of want a little help here.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Is that weird?
I mean, I guess maybe a little bit.
Right? Someone like me, like why don't I have this all like set in stone, written in blood, the way that I want it to be?
I just expected an answer one way or the other.
Yeah, no, I just feel like whatever you do, whenever you do it, is going to be the exact right thing in the right time and the perfect way. I don't need to give you any advice.
I love your confidence in me.
Sure do, Shorty.
Just asking. I want to make it perfect. So,
guys, we are not like getting engaged tomorrow. So we're leading listeners on right now.
It's all right.
We're just being honest because we have a lot on our mind right now. So we're like, let's just shoot the shit. Let's be a little vulnerable and honest about some of the conversations that we've been having lately, rather than try to like map this all out today. Cause that's just life. You know what I mean? So that's kind of all the stuff we've been doing and thinking about. And 2023 has been a pretty awesome year. It's definitely in an upward swing. And I just can't wait until we can sort of share a little more info about all of our fun projects that we have going on and really let the peeps in.
I can share a little bit about what I've been doing out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will be filming a movie out there when I am there, which is very exciting.
And I'm building one of the sets that has a lot of uses. But long story short, keep your eye out. Late 2024, about a year from now, be a movie starring Kristen. I will be present in it, but I will not be starring.
Yeah, we're really stoked about that too. So it's going to be a good time, y'all. And then we will be back on Friday with some more Vanderpump Rules VPR from the start. And I do want to take a second to really thank you guys all for your really, really sweet comments and DMs and stuff that I've been getting about Vanderpump Rules, because I don't want to keep reminding you that it wasn't my favorite season, but sometimes it's just like it comes the day of where Luke and I are going to sit down and watch it, whether we're together or not, and then immediately start podcasting about it. And it's just sometimes it's easy and sometimes I'm like, oh, here we go again. But I really want to shout out to all of the listeners and everyone who's sending like really kind messages, because it definitely makes it easier and it does not feel like a thankless thing that we're doing, because you guys are expressing, you know, your gratitude and like how much you're enjoying it and how entertained you are by it. And even my friend Christina, who I was with at Dancing with the Stars, you know, she sent me a really nice message on Instagram that she told me about, because obviously I was not paying attention, but just saying that she was meaning to tell me that she loves hearing Luke and I on the podcast. And she says, the way that he supports you shines and you can hear it in your voice that you feel safe. And I truly love that for you. And that made me tear up a little bit. So Christina, I love you. Thank you for that. It just makes us really feel like this is all worth it. And you guys are digging what we're putting down, because it's just life, man.
It's just life. Yep. New episode coming out on Friday. So.
Yeah. Okay. I would do anything for love, but I don't think I could marry someone who had sex with 300 people in 1 year. But more power to you. More power to you, Annie Knight. Luke, what about you?
I would do anything for love, but I won't climb Mount Everest. Have I said that?
Okay, I like that, because I care about your well-being, and that's a very tall mountain.
Way too many people die. I'm not passionate about that sort of thing. Yeah, absolutely not.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that. Keeping yourself safe. I need you around for, you know, long term, for the long run.
I'll be here, baby.
All right, amazing. Okay, guys, well, we love you so much, and we will talk to you on Friday.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Make sure to follow us on social media. You can follow me on all platforms at Kristen Doty, and follow Luke on Instagram at Luke_Broderick. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with new episodes every single Wednesday. Thanks for listening. See you next week.